Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The center fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Zimmerman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Camilo Pasquale. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Camilo Pasquale. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen takes first base on ball four. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Allen moves to second. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. Allen moves to third. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis takes first base on ball four. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allison moves to second. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Allison moves to third. Virals moves to second. Two outs. Camilo Pasquale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasquale strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pascual fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss strikes out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is hit by the pitch. McCraw moves to second. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Landis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pascual fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Weiss reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-1 in the game. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. Skowron hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Verhaals takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0 for 1 in the game. Zimmerman bunts towards first. Skourin juggles the ball. That's an error on Skourin. Veer Als moves to second. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual is 0 for 1 in the game. Pascual strikes out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 1 in the game. Horlan bunts towards the mound. Pascual fields it and throws to first for the out. Martin moves to second. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Rollins is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCraw. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 2 in the game. Mincher hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Oliva moves to third. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Skourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skourin is 0 for 2 in the game. Skourin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Allison who is chasing the ball. Skourin reaches third base with a triple. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Skourin scores. It's 1 to nothing, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Hershberger now playing right field. Floyd Robinson now playing left field. Zoilo Varels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Varels strikes out. One out. Earl Batty pinch hits for Jerry Zimmerman. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jimmy Hall pinch hits for Camilo Pascual. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Batty now catching. Jerry Arrigo now pitching. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0-for-1 in the game. Horlan hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-3 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Oliva takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Killebrew reaches second base with a double. Oliva goes all the way around to score. It's Twins, 1, White Sox, 1. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-3 in the game. Mincher hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Zoilo Varels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martin for a passed ball. Killebrew moves to third. Allison moves to second. Zoilo Varels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Varels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Landis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. Buford strikes out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Arrigo fields it and throws to first for the out. Landis moves to second. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Skowron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. Batty hits a pop-up towards first. Skowron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Castro pinch hits for Jerry Arrigo. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Allen hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Perry now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hansen strikes out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger takes first base on ball 4. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-3 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Hershberger moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jeff Long pinch hits for J.C. Martin. Bill Plyce now pitching. Jeff Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cam Carrion pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Gary Peters pinch hits for Cam Carrion. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney now catching. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-4 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. McNairtney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-4 in the game. Buford bunts towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Landis moves to second. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-4 in the game. Robinson is walked intentionally. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 4 in the game. Mincher takes first base on ball 4. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allison strikes out. 1 out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards second. Weiss fields it and throws to first for the out. Skowron throws to Hansen, who throws back to Skowron, who tags Mincher for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hansen strikes out. 1 out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 4 in the game. Weiss hits a pop-up towards short. Verhals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 2 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Allen hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins juggles the ball. That's an error on Rollins. McNairtney moves to second. Gene Stevens pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Batty for a passed ball. McNairtney moves to third. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is walked intentionally. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Stevens moves to second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 4 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McNairtney scores. Stevens moves to third. Landis moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.